You're listening to SBS News.
The exploitation of seasonal workers on the mid-north coast of New South Wales is rife, according to new findings in what's been dubbed the Blue Harvest Report. The rapid growth of blueberry farms in the area saw many migrant workers and backpackers earning wages as low as $3 an hour, and many also enduring unsafe working environments. The report's author is Edward Kavanagh, and he said the most shocking story he encountered was told to him by a woman who had lost her home in last year's bushfires. She took to fruit picking as a way to start rebuilding her life, only to be told she had to continue working despite bushfire smoke becoming a health hazard. It was something that shocked Mr. Kavanagh.
She fell prey to this dodgy system of labour hire operators who were willing to exploit her despite her circumstance. She actually spent some time working in close proximity to bushfires, and she told me that she couldn't see the berries because the smoke was so thick, but the contractors still forced her to stay on the farm. So that's an illustration of the type of operators that are active in the area and the type of exploitation that we see.
The Federal Agriculture Minister is David Littleproud, and he says such treatment must be stamped out.
Particularly around labour hire companies and regulating them, making sure that we weed out those that do the wrong thing. This is disgraceful and it needs to be rectified. But let me put this in perspective. The vast majority of Australian farmers pay the right amount.
The National Farming Federation released a statement today saying that even if there is only one instance of mistreatment of workers, it is one too many. The Australian Workers' Union believes the findings of the Blue Harvest Report warrants a royal commission. Daniel Walton is the National Secretary of the AWU.
This industry is not riddled with a few bad apples, it's rotten to the core. And we've made the decision today to call for a royal commission because we think it is the most powerful vehicle to fix this industry once and for all.
The Working Holidaymaker Visa Program requires workers to spend 88 days in regional Australian jobs, usually in agriculture. That may put backpackers and other holiday makers in a vulnerable position, says Mr. Kavanagh.
The need to tick off that visa requirement creates this enormous incentive for unscrupulous employers and often labour hire firms to take advantage of these workers' need to complete that 88 days on farms typically. So that power imbalance is really at the core of this problem, and it's not really a matter just simply for the states to fix. This demands national action.
While the industry faces further investigation, Canberra wants the states to draw on the 22,000 Pacific Islander workforce ready to work if they open their borders. The Queensland government offered financial incentives today for local workers to help fill the labour shortage. But the Minister for Agriculture, Mr. Littleproud, says many Australians simply don't want to do the tough manual labour that fruit picking entails.
We've got to be honest, Australians don't want these jobs. They've moved past it. They'd rather sit on their couch than do this work. And we've got to understand that we are at a juncture where our farmers do not have the luxury to sit around and wait for someone to turn up to pick their crop. When it's ready, it has to get off that paddock and onto your plate.
Whoever ends up doing the work, Australia's reputation for giving people a fair go is under growing scrutiny. John Baldock, SBS News.